Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. What's it feel like to be passionate about the outdoors and interior design while being the wife of a pastor? I'm talking the wife of a pastor of a dynamic church. Well, Cindy Tipton has been serving the Lord with her husband, Pastor Waxer Tipton, for over 25 years. She says her happy place, besides church, is walking through model homes. Well, happy place, passionate. Do you know that the Lord God is passionate about you and that God has instilled in you some certain passions that your life glows when you do certain things or when you're in certain contexts. And I don't think we should forget about that or overlook that, because God is a God of purpose. In fact, this moment is a moment of purpose in the Lord for you to be reminded of His love for you, for you to know that God made you for a reason. He gave you a purpose. He's given you gifts. And those things will flower, they will bloom in Jesus Christ. In Christ, who has made it possible for us to have a personal relationship with God, because Jesus loves you so much, He died on the cross for your sins. Jesus shed His blood on the cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, He rose again from the grave. And my friend, it's the living Christ who still changes hearts and lives today. But we need to respond to Jesus. So my question is, would you turn to Him? Will you open your heart to Jesus? Will you come to Him as you are and receive Him as your Savior and Lord? That's our prayer. That's our hope. And I believe God is working in your life right now. Now, this is a pre-recorded interview that Suzanne Maurer and I had with Cindy. So as she speaks, I think you're going to really enjoy this time. Cindy Tipton shares, and Suzanne and I will be back in between with a few words of encouragement. Cindy, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Southern California, Orange County.
Okay.
So I always joke that me and Mickey Mouse were born at the same hospital.
What part? What part? I know Orange County, but what part of Orange County?
Fullerton. I lived in Fullerton.
Okay. Now, what was it like? What was it like growing up there for you?
It was great. Now that I'm older, or I am old, so now I look back and I was there when there was strawberry fields and we were able to go play in the strawberry fields. And when you'd leave the house in the morning and your parents would just say, come home, you know, before the streetlights go on, mm-hmm. and you're gone for the whole day and they don't worry about you. And
Idyllic childhood.
Yes.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
I would have to say my parents. They were great examples, great role models. Had a big family, so lots of cousins, aunts and uncles, both sets of my grandparents. We were a big church attending family, so it was good. It was, my parents know how to have fun. We were always going on family vacations, and they put us in every kind of sport there was, and it was a good, good childhood.
You mentioned going to church. Sometimes going to church doesn't necessarily equate with knowing Christ or believing in Christ. But how did you become a Christian?
Well, it was a process. So, like I said, church attending family. So my whole life I went to church. But it was one of those things where I think I was in high school before I realized everybody didn't go to church. You know, I thought everyone went to school Monday through Friday, and then on Sunday everyone went to church. So good people, but I didn't know the relationship that you could have with Christ. Mm. And so when I got into high school and from the outside, I looked like I had this perfect life, you know, great parents. We were well off financially. I even started doing modeling in high school. And so from the outside, it would be like, wow, she's perfect. Everything's perfect. But on the inside, I didn't feel perfect. Very insecure person, had a lot of fears. And so kind of went a little crazy in high school, like some people do. And I think I was really trying to prove to everyone around me, I'm not perfect. Let me show you I'm not perfect. And started drinking and, you know, hanging out with the wrong crowd. And through a couple years of that, and then seeing people around me, just the ugliness that, you know, is part of that as well, the dark side of seeing people die of drug overdoses and in, you know, drunk driving accidents. I had a friend whose mother shot herself like right when she came home from school, things like that. And there was just one circumstance. It wasn't like an out-of-body experience, but in a sense it was. I was sitting around a table with some people and they're doing drugs and drinking. And I just kind of pulled back and looked at that scenario and said, what am I doing here? I come from a great background, parents who love me. This is not the life I want. And these people here aren't even my friends. Like, I don't even know how I got here. And I pretty much got up and walked out of the room and decided I wasn't going to drink anymore. I wasn't going to do drugs anymore and nothing. Not that I was going to, I didn't know the relationship you could have with Christ yet. Mm. So it was just more on my own merit. I was just going to be a good person, you know.
So how did you move from that? I mean, what was the process to actually come and experience what it means to have a relationship with Christ?
Well, I always say to parents who, you know, don't like dragging their kids to church, I say drag your kids to church, even if you don't think they're listening. I mean, I went to church on Sunday morning, no matter if I had a hangover or whatever, I went to church on Sunday morning. And even if I was doodling or not paying attention, the Bible says God's word does not go out void. And so seeds were being planted all those years of me growing up and just sitting there. And so then when I was in high school and all this craziness happened, and then I decided I was going to be this good example to all my friends. You don't have to drink. You don't have to do drugs to have fun. Still, I wasn't being that much of an influence. And I did have, I was engaged to someone who had an issue with drugs, and he could, as hard as he tried, could not get away from that. It was the good, you know, doing good, then crash and burn, doing good, crash and burn. Mm-hmm. So through that, I had no one to talk to. So, you know, you can't go to your parents and say, my fiance, the guy I want to marry, is a drug addict. And you can't, all my friends were messed up too. So the only one left that I could think of was God. And so I started talking to him and praying to him and having conversation, and it was pretty awesome. But through that, so that was this door that started to open. And then I had a friend from high school who called me. I hadn't seen her for a few years, and she called me on the phone and said, hey, I was on the beach and somebody came up to me and they shared with me about Jesus, and I prayed and welcomed him into my heart, and they said, you have to go to church. She said, I don't know anyone who goes to church, but I remember in high school you used to go to church. Do you still go to church, and can I come with you? And so God hand delivered a friend to me that was seeking after him, and she was looking up to me as the church, you know, of the person who knows Christ. So it was just amazing. And from that time on, it was like every single night of the week I was in church.
What difference has Christ made in your life, Cindy?
Huge. I know when my friend and I first got saved, we were on a better high than we had ever been on with any drugs or any alcohol or anything. And remember going to a youth group function down at the beach as actually helpers, and sitting there going, you know, these were the kids we thought, you know, wish that they could be us. But this is amazing. Like, this life is amazing. We thought we were the cool kids, and we weren't. These were the cool kids. These were ones who knew what life was about and how to have fun. And so from then on, it the Lord just filled my heart with a joy and a peace that couldn't be taken away, no matter what the circumstances, no matter, you know, good times, bad times, whatever, still that joy has remained.
You love the outdoors. Well, she talks, Suzanne, about a change of perception, huh? With her friend and being the cool group, and then really what the cool group, who the cool group really was as their perceptions changed. When you think about that, what goes on in your mind when we think about how our perceptions of what is cool, how those things take place in our lives?
Well, high school is such a challenging time. It's such a time of searching. And so here she was, really being the good girl. Then she decides to prove that she's not a goody two shoes. And she goes through that. And that doesn't work. And now she's back and wanting to live a life, to reach out and help her friend and live a better life. So a little bit like a yo-yo period of time for her.
Mm-hmm. Well, people go through that, don't
they? Yes.
Don't they? Don't we?
Yes, and haven't we? Absolutely.
Well, and so that means it's part of life's process then.
Mm-hmm.
For us to go through these times, should we feel, well, it's a little awkward at certain moments, but like in the case with Cindy, as she was explaining, maybe not so much. It was just a realization of what life is really like. Maybe that's it, Suzanne. I mean, it's the more we learn, the more we realize how our perceptions may have been a little bit off, maybe a lot off in times past.
Well, and you correct me if I'm wrong, Danny, but what I'd like to do is encourage our listeners and myself as a grandparent to talk with your children about this and discuss the challenges that are coming into high school or coming into college and try and do a little preparation. My parents didn't do that with me. And so looking back, I really wish that they could have prepared me a little bit more for some of the bumps in the road and wrong influences that I was going to run up against. So,
and it's not just the, yes, it's preparation, but the preparation is a process, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
So it's not always just that golden moment where you're going to have that in-depth conversation and you can explain all your deep thoughts and feelings, but it trickles in certain moments, certain open times, and sometimes it's just a phrase here, sometimes you do get an opportunity. Then again, isn't that why it's so important to spend as much time as we can with our children, with grandchildren, with people that we love?
That's what I really think, and I really want to encourage our listeners to do it. Our children are going to have to experience some of life's tough times for sure. But I still think, you know, today very few families sit at the dinner table and have discussion and invest in their children. The TV's going, the cell phones are being, texting's going on. And I lovingly want to encourage our listeners to really guard against that and to be purposeful in having some good family time before our children are leaving home.
Well, and Cindy shares, that's what got us all started on this, is that as we grow and we learn, our perceptions change of what our because our values change. What we value changes.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to hear more from Cindy as she explains to us how God has worked in her heart and her life from those days even until today. Cindy Tipton sharing heart to heart with you when we come back from our break. More from Cindy, sharing openly. There are certain things that you might be surprised about when you hear from her of the insights that she has because of the experiences that she's gone through. And like Suzanne and me, as we shared our time with her, it just endeared us all the more to what God is doing through her life and Pastor Waxer, her husband, Pastor Waxer Tipton, at One Love Ministries. You can find out more at onelove.org. Find out about that dynamic church that God is using them to lead. onelove.org. Stay with us. We'll be back with more from Cindy Tipton.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Waiowa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
One of Cindy Tipton's favorite verses is Jeremiah 29:11. She says, well, it tells us that God has an amazing plan for our lives. Indeed, he does. And we're here to testify of that. She's here to share the plans that he's had for her life. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer, my co-host. We're grateful that you're with us today. Perhaps you're tuning in right now, maybe caught the tail end of the last segment. You can get this program in its entirety. Hey, it's a free gift to you at thegoodlifehawaii.com. You say, Danny, well, how can I find out more about Cindy and Waxer and One Love Ministries? Well, go to onelove.org. This is a pre-recorded interview with Cindy Tipton. So open your heart what the Lord has to say to you from Cindy. And Suzanne and I will be back in a moment with some thoughts.
The Lord just filled my heart with a joy and a peace that couldn't be taken away, no matter what the circumstances, no matter, you know, good times, bad times, whatever, still that joy has remained.
You love the outdoors.
I do.
Interior design. Happy place. Besides church, you model homes. It makes sense as I think about those deep interests. When you see those things and think about the way that God has made you, designed you, what stirs up in your heart?
With those things, That's a good question. I'm not sure how to answer that. I mean, when I was younger, someone gave me that book, My Heart Cries Home, and I think I put it on a shelf, and it stayed there for 10 years. And then I pulled it off one day and started reading it, and it talks about how God comes in and, you know, resides within you and wants to clean out, live inside of you. And so I feel like I was that messed up home, and God came in and cleaned and organized and, you know, put everything in order, and now he dwells within me. And I don't know if, I mean, my mom was an art major. She's a perfectionist, so, but, so it was ingrained in me. But visually, I see God visually in a lot of things, in a lot of places.
In what ways?
Just the beauty of where we get to live. And the beauty of the world. Everyone says Hawaii is so beautiful, and it is so beautiful. So when I do my devos in the morning, I wake up, I sit in my little chair, and our house is all windows, so I just stare out the window, and I look at the birds and the trees and the sky, and I'm just can't diamond head right there, and I think, wow, Lord, you are amazing. But at the same time, I can go to the middle of the desert and look at the sand dunes and those mountains, and God is such a creative God, and he created such beauty in so many different ways.
When you think about Christ and the difference that he's made in your life, you talk about the past and where you've come from. Knowing what you know now, what would you say? What difference has Christ made in your life, Cindy?
He's given me purpose and meaning. Before there was really no purpose. I don't know how people do it without God or without knowing Christ today, you know, with everything that's going on. You know, it's just overwhelming. But if you know that you were created for a purpose, and that's something I've learned to do too, to embrace my weaknesses. Because my mom was a perfectionist, I felt like I had to be perfect in everything. And I've learned that you don't, and actually can influence more people in your weaknesses. Actually, God says when we are weak, he is the strongest. So seriously, I have come to embrace my weaknesses and thank God for them. I thank God that I'm an insecure person that's always calling out to him, because it keeps me where I need to be. Mm-hmm. And that's relying on him in every area of my life.
I find, don't you, Cindy and Suzanne, that you really hit on it. Something just resonates with me when you talk about our weaknesses and connecting. People connect with our weaknesses.
Yes.
Not so much. They might admire, or actually the strengths or areas where people think are sublime in our lives, it sort of almost detaches them because they don't think that they can relate.
Right.
Whereas the weakness, oh, that's universal. I mean, you go through that too, right? You know.
Yeah.
So you hit on that. What have you seen? How have you seen God work through your weaknesses in the lives of others? Well, your weaknesses reaching others.
I have a super great story for you. So when we lived on Molokai, is that okay?
I do remember very well.
Yes, when we lived on Molokai, it's kind of open door policy there. You know, none of our houses there had locks on the door. We didn't lock it because there was no lock, you know. And we were talking earlier, you leave the, where you don't lose your car keys because they just remain in the car. But because of that, people would wander into our house a lot. And so one day someone was having a crisis, an issue, and came over to our house and met with us, and we spent like an hour with her and prayed. And when she got up and got ready to leave, she thanked me for having a dirty kitchen. And I was like, what? You know, I always thought, okay, my house has to be perfect. And we would have Bible studies at our house once a week. So she was there, and of course my house was spotless on the days of the Bible study. People came over to our house. And so she always thought, like, I'm never gonna live up to having this perfect home and being this perfect person. And it was the night before, we had spaghetti and I was tired, and there was noodles and there was sauce and there was plates and dishes all over the counters. And that was the one thing, not what we counseled her in, not the wise wisdom we shared with her, but that I had a dirty kitchen. That's what blessed her.
That's a fun story, Cindy. Thank you. Also, I was thinking earlier, I've come to learn that as soon as we start lessening our grip on the cross, this is not a good thing. And so in the valleys and peaks, a valley is probably forthcoming if I loosen that grip.
You talk about loosening the grip on the cross. Suzanne, as you were explaining that, and we'll come back, we'll hear more about that part. But how do you tie that together with what Cindy was explaining about, you know, spaghetti, the vision of spaghetti splashes in a house that's not perfect?
Well, the thing that comes to my mind, Danny, is how often I make wrong assumptions and even wrong judgments of people and where they're at, or how their life does seem to just be perfect, and I try and emulate, how can I be more like that? And I just thought it was a wonderful story, because this gal came over pretty much unexpected, and she saw the truth and the reality of how we all live. We don't have perfect houses all the time. And yet she had, I think, even built up a false expectation that Cindy just kind of had a perfect life. And I just think it's poignant that she would have shared that with us, because mm-hmm. we don't all have perfect lives. There are valleys all through our lives. And I agree that that's when we reach out and we cling to the cross and we say, Lord, I need you. And he's right there.
Well, it's a bit disarming to me when I hear that, in a good way, because it helps a person like me, who can be uptight, to relax. And it's okay. You know, that's one of the blessings, the great blessings of Jamie. She tells me, Danny, it's okay, relax. Mm-hmm. Because she knows I could be a very uptight person. And yet in the relaxed moment, maybe someone can relate with this part, that's when a whole nother part of my personality might be able to come out, because I'm not so guarded, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just mentioning this because I feel like how maybe that person was in terms of expectation going into the pastor's home. And sometimes I feel like the pastor or the ministry leader that's trying to keep up, keep up the front, so that people's expectations are met.
Exactly.
Beneath that is actually where the connection takes place, doesn't it?
Well,
relational connection.
That's it, Danny, relation. Because we're more relatable when we are transparent, we're vulnerable, and people see that we're not the perfect person that they've kind of made us out to be. Mm-hmm. And that's what... they're standoffish if we're seemingly this perfect, altogether person. But when they can see that we've got our own trials, tribulations, flaws, then we can relate.
Yeah. So deep. Mm-hmm. And I think so meaningful. And it's sort of therapeutic just talking about it. And, of course, hearing Cindy share. That's one of the things I loved about our time with her, is her transparency. And that's what we do here, don't we, at the Good Life. Well, when we come back from our break, you'll hear more from Cindy Tipton sharing heart to heart with you. And I don't think there's a way, you know, to share heart to heart until there's authenticity, you know, that openness where, you know, someone is just in a way bearing a part of themselves because of grace and unselfishness and, well, just honesty. We need honesty, truth in our lives, truth of experiences, and there we connect heart to heart. More from Cindy Tipton, yep, like I said, and Suzanne says, heart to heart with you. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, another one of Cindy Tipton's favorite verses is Philippians 4:13. Which, as she says, reminds us that whatever that plan is, the plan from Jeremiah 29:11, we can do anything through Christ. Well, the Lord has certainly done that in and through her life and continues to do so. You're listening to the Good Life radio program here. Danny Yamashiro, Suzanne Maurer, Cindy Tipton, in this pre-recorded interview, sharing heart to heart with you.
Of course, my house was spotless on the days of the Bible study. People came over to our house. And so she always thought, like, I'm never going to live up to having this perfect home and being this perfect person. And it was the night before, we had spaghetti and I was tired and there was noodles and there was sauce and there was plates and dishes all over the counters. And that was the one thing, not what we counseled her and not the wise wisdom we shared with her, but that I had a dirty kitchen. That's what blessed her.
That's a fun story, Cindy. Thank you. Also, I was thinking earlier, I've come to learn that as soon as we start lessening our grip on the cross, this is not a good thing. And so in the valleys and peaks, a valley is probably forthcoming if I loosen that grip very much. And not that if I cling to Jesus constantly, my life is perfect. But we do have valleys and peaks. And it's so important to just, well, we're so blessed when we rely on Jesus. Mm-hmm. I think he created us to need him, and I think it's a good thing when we can just say we've got to rely on him.
Yes, I agree.
How did you meet Waxer?
We were actually a blind date. Blind date. So my mother and the pastor of the church set us up. So I had my parents okay and the pastor's okay before I even met him. But I guess I didn't do so good at picking out guys in the past, so my mom thought, I need to intervene for this girl. So Yeah, she saw Waxer was the intern. He was going to Fuller, and he came to be the summer intern with the junior hires at the church that I had grown up in. Mm. And my mom was a Sunday school teacher. So
Is this in Fullerton?
Mission Viejo, actually.
Okay, so you grew up Fullerton Church in Mission Viejo.
Yes, okay. So we moved to Mission Viejo when I was in fifth grade. And I cried because I thought, we are moving out to the middle of nowhere, and now it's like this huge metropolis.
Exactly.
But, yeah, so she saw him on a Saturday drive his motorcycle up these little stairs in this inner courtyard because he thought, oh, no one's here. I'm just going to ride my motorcycle right up to the youth door and grab some things. And my mom heard this motorcycle and opens the door and see what's going on. And then she said, oh, it's Waxer. And at that time, I actually had a motorcycle. I drove a motorcycle as well. And so the one good thing I got from the boyfriend prior, he gave me a motorcycle.
Oh.
For Valentine's Day, so it wasn't all bad. And because of the bad relationship, actually drove me to the Lord, too, so that was awesome. Mm. But anyway, yeah, so she thought, oh, this guy, he loves Jesus, he's working with our kids, he rides a motorcycle, Cindy might think that's fun. And so she talked with the pastor, and Waxer had actually been asking the pastor, you know, if there was anyone at that church that he could hang out with. It was one of those churches you go to as a family, and when you graduate from high school, you go away, you don't come back to the church till you're married and have your own kids. So there's that big void of that college age. So he was just looking for someone to talk to. So when the pastor told him, well, you know, Jerry was here and her daughter, and he's like, no, I don't want a date. I'm not looking for a date, male, female, whatever, just someone to hang out with and talk to, which was good because I heard that, you know, oh, this poor youth pastor who has no friends needs a friend, so all right, I'll let him hang out with me. So there was no pressure of a date because we weren't looking mm-hmm. for a relationship.
Mm-hmm. So you met.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Danny, I've got to know if the first date was a motorcycle ride together.
Yes, it was. It was a motorcycle ride together.
I love it. Why would I think that?
How did your relationship proceed?
We started out as friends, which was really great. So our first day was a motorcycle ride, and he asked if, well, his story is that once he saw me, he thought, oh, you know, it'll be easier to communicate if we're on one bike instead of two bikes. So he suggested that, why don't I just hop on the back of his motorcycle? And so I agreed to that. I thought that would be better anyway. And then he prayed before our date, which was, he asked, you know, is it okay if I prayed? And it wasn't like this great big prayer. It was just grabbed my hand and said, Lord, protect us on the bike. May we have fun today. May we glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen. And I thought, that is awesome. So in my mind, mentally, I'm like, check one for an awesome guy. Still not want to marry him or anything, but, you know, that's in his, you know, his direction, a great thing. And so we spent that first day together 13 hours. We left at 8 in the morning, came back at 9 o'clock at night. And for those of you who know Waxer, he's very entertaining. So it was very fun for, he entertained me for 9 hours. It was a really fun date. Then the next day was Sunday. I went home. I was going to a different church. I was actually going to Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa at the time. Mm. And so he did the youth group thing. And, oh, no, I was going to Saddleback. Saddleback was a new church in my neighborhood, and it was meeting in a high school gym. And so I had just started going to that church. So I came home from church with a friend. I'm washing my truck, and I'm just hanging out, hoping that maybe he would call me to hang out again because the day before was so much fun. So he did call me after church and said, hey, you want to go down to the beach with me this afternoon? And I said, that would be great. And so he said, I'll be there in 30 minutes, so I'm ready. And he pulls up in the church van with 25 junior hires, and well, maybe it wasn't 25, it felt like 25, but they wouldn't have fit that many in the van, so it was probably 10 junior hires, but still. We went to the beach together and had fun, and it was just a friendship. We just loved hanging out with one another. And
did you have any expectations back then, or, you know, shortly thereafter, of what life would be like marrying a minister? Well, we'll come back and Cindy will answer that question. And, you know, there's twists and turns. She expects a date. They're going to go out. He comes. Here comes Waxer driving up in a van. And a couple of things come to mind. It's Suzanne. It's his heart for young people, his heart for people, his energy, and his spontaneity. And that there's a refreshingness to that. And I think Cindy was really drawn to that, don't you think?
Oh, yes, because he is so much fun. But what I want our listeners to hear from this is God is at work 24/7, and he's got a plan, and he's so creative and sometimes so unique. So here they meet and have this first blind date, and I resonated with it because Roland and I met on a blind date, and it's just interesting. Many marriages, that's how it begins, a blind date.
Hmm. Well, what is it about the spontaneity that strikes you in relation to a blind date?
Well, what I think is fun in Cindy and Waxer's story is, I have to tell you, if Roland had shown up on a motorcycle, it probably wouldn't have gone any further for me. But for Cindy, she was ready to just jump on that bike and get going. And I also am hearing that there weren't a lot of expectations. She was just enjoying the fun, and he was too. And I think that's a spontaneity in and of itself.
Mm. Enjoying time together.
Mm-hmm.
There's a simplicity to that.
Exactly.
There's also something profound about something very simple that we can experience. It's not always a lot of hoopla, but it's in those spontaneous, this wasn't a quiet moment going to the beach with young people, but certainly the simplicity of what God was doing. So my friend, as we go to our break, come back for our last segment with Cindy Tipton, are you looking at that, or are you observing that, or are you aware that God is working even in those moments? And I think I'm reminding myself as I speak, because I often miss it. That it's in the moments where I might think is a distraction or an inconvenience, that God in a detour is very purposeful. Maybe someone I need to meet, or someone that needs to meet me, or you, or an experience that he wants us to have. Huh, God at work. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Waiowa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, you could kind of see already the future that God had for Cindy and Waxer Tipton. You'll hear more as we go into this, our final segment, in this pre-recorded interview with Cindy Tipton. You can find out more about her and Waxer and One Love Ministries at onelove.org. Now, here's Cindy.
And so he said, I'll be there in 30 minutes, so I'm ready. And he pulls up in the church van with 25 junior hires, and well, maybe it wasn't 25, it felt like 25, but they wouldn't have fit that many in the van, so it was probably 10 junior hires, but still. We went to the beach together and had fun, and it was just a friendship. We just loved hanging out with one another. And
did you have any expectations back then, or you know, shortly thereafter, of what life would be like marrying a minister?
I never, ever in a bazillion years imagined being married to a pastor or a minister. So I actually felt very unworthy. So I didn't even consider, like, I knew I really liked this guy and it was a lot of fun. But I wasn't sure. I mean, he asked me to come and be a counselor for a junior high camp about 2 months after I'd known him. And I thought, I don't know how to be a junior high counselor. I can't do that. And he's like, no, you'd be great at it. You know, I need one more girl. Please come. And so I said, all right, if you think I could do it. And I went, and it was amazing. I had so much fun with those kids. And I think that's how, when our relationship began to develop. But at the same time, then I started helping out with the junior hires. So there's one thing that Waxer would always get this panel together to speak with the junior hires of, okay, here's, Waxer was the guy who represented it. I'm a guy who has lived pure for the Lord, you know. Then they had a guy who didn't, and then they had a girl who was pure, and then they had a girl who didn't. The girl who didn't was me. I was the one who, you know, was the wild one, had sex before I was married, all of those things. And so we would do these talks to pour into the kids and say, do what these people did, don't do what these people did. You know, we were upfront and blunt with them. They could ask us any questions they wanted, learn by our mistakes. But at the same time, as great as that was, Waxer, every time he talked, said, every time I said no to another woman, you know, I was saying, I love you to my wife someday. Mm-hmm. And every time he said that, I was like, wow, that is so awesome. But at the same time, I was like, wow, I'm such dirt. Like, how could, you know, he ever want me? And so I think later, I don't know how much later, but we were talking one day in the car and I opened up. I said, I have a problem with our relationship, because as honorable as that is, look at who I am. Like, how could God ever pair me with you? And he said something that was so profound and just totally took away all of that guilt. And he said, so when you invited Jesus into your heart, what happened? I said, he came into my heart. And what did he do? He forgave you for all of your sins, everything. You were made white as snow. You're pure, you're a virgin in his eyes. Who am I to see what God doesn't see in you? I'm looking at you through Jesus' eyes.
What did you feel when he said that?
I felt relieved. I felt just the knowledge of God's forgiveness and grace that much deeper than I had before.
Marrying, so when did you decide to get married?
Well, that's every story we have is funny and different and weird. Nothing's normal. But being from Hawaii, you know how Hawaiians are, very huggy, very with everybody. So, you know, I went to a college camp with him, and so he'd hug me, but he hugged 20 other girls too, you know, guys, girls, whatever. He was just a huggy, kissy kind of person. That was his Hawaiian-ness in him. When we, it was probably 6 months of dating. We met in the summer, and it was Christmas time. And he thought, you know, I need to let this girl know that she's not just one of the many people that, you know, I hug, but that I'm serious about wanting to spend my life with her. I think she could be the one. And so he gave me a ring for Christmas, and a crazy story, and it was hidden. I had to find all these clues, but I got the ring, and when I got it, I looked at it, and I stared at it, and I didn't know what it was. And he told me, well, it's a good intentions ring. He said, it's not a promise ring, because that's like so junior high. He's like, but I want you to know that I'm serious about you, that I think that you're the one that God has for me, that we could do ministry together well, but I'm not ready for you to like start planning a wedding today and get married in 6 months. But I want to know that I'm serious about seeking God, whether this is something he has for us. You know, this is what I want, but I want what God wants. And so that was the beginning of that focus. And then after about 3 months of explaining what I just explained to you, oh, you're engaged. Well, no, not I'm engaged. It's a good intentions ring. And then I have to go through the whole thing. So anyways, we just started saying, yes, it's an engagement ring.
Oh, cute.
But he did officially ask me in another non-traditional way to marry him later on, officially.
Did you expect your ministry life to be anything close to what it has become?
You know, I am not... I think I'm perfect for Waxer because I'm just a go-with-the-flow kind of girl. Mm. So I don't have all these great expectations. Mm-hmm. I don't have... it's super hard if someone tells me, give me some goals. What's your 10-year, 5-year, 1-year goal? I'm like, whatever God wants. Like, I have no idea. I could be here in Hawaii for 20 more years. He could tell me next week I want you to be a missionary in Tonga or move to New York. And I don't know. I don't know what... You know, my goal is just to obey God from day to day.
Knowing the first few years on Molokai together, I think she is the perfect person for Waxer.
Well, seeing that, Cindy, you won't, it's maybe more of the challenge to think 5-10 years ahead. Well, which really none of us can really pinpoint exactly. Yeah, goals. However important they are, what would you say right now? Let's live in the moment. What has the Lord been saying to you in this season of your life?
To love people and to love Him. You know, Matthew and Mark, they ask what's the greatest commandment? And He says, to love the Lord your God with all your heart and to love your neighbor as yourself. And that's my answer for almost anything, you know. That's what I try to do. It's what I want to do.
And you do a beautiful job of it, Cindy.
Thank you.
Your favorite scripture verses. What are a couple of those verses for you?
Well, when I first got saved, very much Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, give you hope and a future. Very dear to my heart because I didn't realize God did have a plan for me. And then I thought I might have wrecked those plans by the bad choices I made before. And so that was my very first, I think the very first verse I ever memorized. And I still think of it all the time. And then Philippians 4:4-8, rejoice in the Lord always. And I say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything with prayer and petition, present your prayers to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And that's the best way to live, to know that God has a plan for your life, a good one. Not free from hardships, but He's going to give you joy and peace in the middle of it. And there is a reason for everything. He's going to use it for good. And then also to just rejoice in the Lord in all circumstances and not to stress out. Just bring it before the Lord, God.
Rejoice in the Lord, Suzanne, in all circumstances. Doesn't it sound like Cindy? Well, you know her very well. Just sort of lives like that. The joy of the Lord really is her strength.
It really is. And Danny, to me, this is just such a refreshing time. I think she just emits that joy and a trust. She trusts the Lord. She has that deep faith. And those of us that have been blessed to know Waxer and Cindy really, I think, would all agree that God really brought together a perfect balance and a wonderful couple. And they're just a dynamic team of ministry and loving others.
Suzanne, when you think about praying for a couple, maybe a boyfriend, girlfriend, maybe friends, and they don't even quite yet know exactly how God is going to develop their life and their relationship, but there's something there. Your thoughts and maybe a prayer for this couple, a couple.
Yes, Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you that you're the all-knowing, all-powerful, ever-present Lord. You're a sovereign God. And so you search the world over to bring the couples together that has been your plan for their life and for their marriage. And I just want to encourage each of our listeners to just seek the Lord with your whole heart and just be expectant that they can trust him, that he does have a plan, that he loves them. And as they keep their eyes focused on the Lord, he will just do amazing things, which include a marriage that he has ordained. And in that, I ask our listeners to have patience, to be willing to wait on the Lord, but seek him first, and he will bless. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, wasn't it a joy, Suzanne,
yes.
Huh, to be
yes.
with Cindy?
Absolutely.
Well, my friend, you heard it was a pre-recorded interview, and you can get this in its entirety at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Candid words from Cindy Tipton, onelove.org. Dear one, God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, I believe this is the right time, perfect moment to open your heart to the Lord Jesus. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a video presentation I set up for you there. And if you'd like to stand with us with your prayers and financial support, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners to make a donation. And I want to thank you in advance. Ephesians 3:16. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Cindy Tipton, onelove.org. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.